That has to do with making recommendations to the town commissioners related to Section 116, Chapter 1, Section 16, related definitions.
It might not go as fast as you think, Dave, and maybe it needs to be pushed to another meeting or something.
Well, thank you. Let me ask if there is a simple process for this, or else we'll just push it to the next. I don't want to spend more than 3 minutes on this.
Can I say something on that? I actually think that this is an important issue because the building permit is an issue that is subject to this. So I would like to see you guys go through the debate on this issue and make a determination.
Maybe we should have more people here to bring on the agenda.
The problem, I'll do whatever our chair says, but from what I see in that, there's some major changes to the definitions, and that can greatly impact many different things.
Okay, let me grab control again and start all over again. So the issue is in 2009, when the Planning Commission was updating the zoning code to align it with the recently approved comprehensive development plan. As we went through the code, we realized that there were some conflicts, or that there were things in the definition section of the town code that's not part of the zoning code that needed to be amended as well. And the Planning Commission back then made three recommendations to the town commissioners. One had to do with amendments to Chapter 185 with zoning. One had to do with amendments to the zoning map to align it with the comprehensive plan, and those were both enacted by the commissioners. And the third thing had to do with definitions, and the commissioners just never acted on that, and so it fell through the floorboards, and we're now here where, you know, I had assumed that that had all been taken care of, and it turns out it wasn't. So it seems to me we can decide that, well, yes, in fact, we're happy with that set of recommendations. That's already a formal recommendation from the Planning Commission, and we can just send a memo to the town commissioners that they should hold public hearings on what's there in the red line version.
That's what you're saying.
Or, right, so that's one, and the second choice for us is to decide that, in fact, we want to make amendments to that now, 4 years later, 5 years later, looking back, and then at our next meeting have a public hearing and make the amendments, have the discussion and make the amendments. I mean, we can't do that here because this is not a public hearing related to a zoning change.
Oh, but we could take what's already been redlined and recommend it to the commissioners.
I believe we can say, you know, we don't want to have anything else to do with this. You know, this was from 2009. It's the commissioners. It's, you know, it was sent to the commissioners to act on. I personally, my choice would be to open it up and make sure that this is what, you know, today we want. And that means having a public hearing at the next meeting, and I'm only one voice, and I'm willing to go either way.
I think I'd like to go that way. I'd like to open up to public
hearing. Okay, and I think Mark's...
I'm going to take Mike's lead and make some days lead.
Okay, so we will be doing that. And so, Mark, we'll need a public hearing on that at our next meeting. And so we will be doing something with the town commissioners after that. So it'll be at your August meeting.